She's running for a closely watched Virginia State House seat. Why many in her party won't talk about her. I'm Matt Small.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
9:15, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. A Virginia House of Delegates race was rocked by news last week that the Democratic candidate live-streamed sex acts online. We're starting to hear from Virginia Democrats who say the leak of those videos is a distraction from the issues they say matter to voters.
Since images of Susanna Gibson having sex with her husband in live videos posted on a pornographic website recently came to light, many fellow Democrats have remained silent as she continues to run in a competitive suburban Richmond district that could be key in deciding which party controls the General Assembly. All-State House Democratic leader Don Scott would say yesterday was that regaining the majority is all he's focused on. In a social media post by Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, which endorsed Gibson, appears to have been deleted. A spokesman for the state party declined comment, but not Democratic State Senator Louise Lucas. She says she doesn't know what she calls that issue has to do with Gibson's ability to serve in the legislature. Matt Small, WTOP News.
This is WTOP News.
It's 10:23. Since images of Virginia legislative candidate Susanna Gibson having sex with her husband in videos posted to a porn site came to light, many fellow Democrats in the Commonwealth have remained silent. Meantime, Gibson continues her campaign in a competitive suburban Richmond district that could be key in deciding which party controls the Virginia General Assembly.
While Democratic State Senator Louise Lucas says she doesn't know what she calls that issue has to do with Susanna Gibson's ability to serve in the legislature, All-State House Democratic leader Don Scott would say yesterday was he's only focused on regaining the majority. A state party spokesman declined comment, as have many Republican elected officials. But the state GOP is accusing Democrats of being what it calls the party of moral decay and casting her behavior as disqualifying. Gibson has said she won't be intimidated or silenced and has given no signs of ending her run for office. Matt Small, WTOP News.